Highbridge Audio presents Prophets Pray, My 7-Year Investigation into Warren Jeffs and the Fundamentalist Church of Latter-day Saints, by Sam Brower, narrated by Jonah Cummings. But others there are who, of necessity and by force, are driven to write history because they are concerned in the facts, and so cannot excuse themselves from committing them to writing for the advantage of posterity. Nay, there are not a few who are induced to draw their historical facts out of darkness into light, and to produce them for the benefit of the public, on account of the great importance of the facts themselves with which they have been concerned. Josephus. Preface. Warren Jeffs is a tall, bony man with a bulging Adam's apple and a frightening sense of his own perfection in the eyes of God. The self-proclaimed prophet of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, FLDS, now 55 years old, has taken more than 70 women and girls as wives, one of whom was just a few weeks past her 12th birthday, when he commanded her to lie in a ceremonial bed in the sanctum of his massive Texas temple and brutally raped her. He demands absolute, unquestioning obedience from his 10,000 followers. He has sodomized children as young as 5 years old, including his own nephew, who wrote a book about it. He and the FLDS are currently being investigated for defrauding the government of millions of dollars. He has destroyed untold hundreds of lives. Jeffs conducted his reign of terror with impunity for 3 decades thanks to a pervasive, mafia-like code of silence that he systematically instilled in the congregation. Then in the winter of 2004, a private investigator named Sam Brower began looking into the FLDS church. Shocked by what he uncovered, Brower concluded that Warren Jeffs needed to be put behind bars post-haste. Thanks in large part to Brower's courageous efforts, in May 2006, Jeffs was placed on the FBI's 10 Most Wanted list, was arrested 3 months later, and on September 25, 2007, was convicted of 2 counts of rape as an accomplice. His conviction has since been reversed on a technicality, but presently Jeffs is incarcerated at Big Lake, Texas, awaiting trial on felony child abuse charges. For the better part of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?